My New Year's resolution for the film industry is no more big special effects epics ending with city destroying. You listening to me, Star Trek or Marvel movies or all you others? There's got to be another way to spend your budget and end a movie. No more destroying cities and killing millions and millions of people that nobody seems to care about.
My New Year's resolution for the film industry is, okay, I know every other film this year was based or inspired by a true story. Could we either A, stop that, or B, find some more interesting true stories and tell them well?
Well, I hate to be repetitive, but my New Year's resolution for the film industry is a do-over. It's my ongoing battle with opening credits. And 2 years ago, I thought we were winning it. I thought the tide was turning. But last year was just a total rout. No movie had an opening credit, pretty much. And so many of them begged to have them just as a distraction from what was going on screen.
My New Year's resolution for the film industry this time is, can you please come up with another action hero? Schwarzenegger, Willis, Stallone, they're almost 70. Jason Statham is not working. Can you please come up with somebody?
Welcome to Cinema Misfits. The Misfits are...
Hi, this is Lou Aguilar. And watching Out of the Furnace, I just wanted to be into the fire.
Hi, this is Nancy. As far as Out of the Furnace is concerned, where was this line? It's a clinker! Fans of Christmas Story everywhere are applauding me.
Hi, and I'm Jim. You know, two kinds of stories that almost never work on the screen are race car films and underwater films. Having pulled off a racing movie, maybe Ron Howard should tackle an underwater story next. Possibly something like the Jacques Cousteau story. And like Rush, it could have a one-word title. Glub.
Hey everybody, it's the man! Look, I know you're getting used to all of my ditties, so here's another one for you for the new year! Woohoo! Yay! May all the movies be forgot that came out last year. Let's hope that 2014 has films for which we can cheer. We get McConaughey in one, and of course there's Dujardin. Unfortunately, there's Franco and Crow, and oh yeah, Denzel Washington. So let's attempt to make it through what's on the screen, cause the best is yet to come, unfortunately, in 2015.
As usual, we kick things off with 6 and 90. Demand reviews 6 films in 90 seconds. Then we have 3 movie reviews: The Hunger Games, Catching Fire, Out of the Furnace, and Rush. But now, ready or not, here it is, 6 in 90.
The Silence. German film opens with two guys in a car. One of them stops a 10-year-old girl, rapes and kills her, and leaves her in a field. His passenger is a non-participant, but still doesn't tell police. 11 years later, a reoccurrence. Turns out, since they have lost touch, one of them kills the new girl to bring the other guy back. I'm in. The Bling Ring. A kid moves to a new school, meets a new female friend, and together they break into a movie star's home. Other girls offer to join them, and all together they find where movie stars live. They break skin, steal clothes and jewelry, fake loyalty, fake trust, fake honor. Make it all come crashing down. I'm in. Revenge for Jolly. Every man loves his dog. The guy here is obsessed with his. When whatever deal he makes goes bad, a hitman goes to his house and hangs Jolly the dog. So he and his cousin get high and drunk and go on a killing spree till they find out who did it. I'm in. The Kings of Summer. Two teenage friends who have problems with their parents leave home and build a home in the woods. They have the best summer ever until a girl comes between them and friendships are tested. But their self-discovery lead to better relationships with their parents and better understanding of their relationship with each other. I'm in. Prince Avalanche. Paul Rudd and Emile Hirsch are two guys that spend days upon days with each other, yellow striping back roads. Unfortunately, we spend way too much time with them ourselves. I'm out. Blackfish. Bringing to light the inhumanity of captivity of the killer whales stuck in their permanent enclosures. This doc may show the reasons why killer whales kill humans. I'm in.